The government has put a hold on well-known lawyer Indra Jaisingh, an outspoken activist as well, from receiving foreign funds for her NGO Lawyers Collective. This after the Home Ministry claims that Ms. Jaisingh had violated the rules under which she's allowed to receive foreign contributions, making the argument that when she was ASG, a government law officer, simultaneously her NGO had been receiving foreign fundings. Ms. Jaisingh has said she did not violate any rule, and in fact this was nothing more than an example of political vindictiveness. So which one is it, the rule book or retribution and revenge? On the program today with me in the studio is Indra Jaisingh herself, and joining her on this face-off is GVL Narasimha Rao of the BJP. Indra, let me start by asking you, the basic objection seems to be that while you were ASG, while you were a government law officer in the UPA government, so we're talking about an earlier government from July 2009 to May 2014, simultaneously you were receiving foreign funds for your NGO. Why is that permissible? Why is that not against the rules? And we're of course talking about 96.60 lakhs, that's almost a crore of rupees.
Yes, okay. So here is the law on the subject. It says no foreign contribution shall be accepted by a candidate for election, a correspondent, a columnist, a judge, a government servant.
Yes.
Now, when you are a law officer of the government of India, you are not, quote unquote, a government servant. A government servant is a person who's in the employ of the government, and law officers are not. Let me give you just one very recent example from the current government.
Okay.
Our Attorney General, Mr. Mukul Rohtagi,
yes,
appeared with the permission of the government,
yes,
for the liquor lobby from Kerala.
Yes.
And he got a handsome amount of fees. Mm. I don't know how much. Certainly more than what I received over a period of 5 years, just for one appearance. Mm. Now, if he was a government servant, the government could never have given him, and I'm assuming they gave him permission to appear, could never have given him permission.
So you're saying
appear.
That if you're a law officer with the government, any government,
any
you're
government.
Not actually a government servant.
You're not.
So
and
the central basis on which this has been suspended, I won't say scrapped, for 6 months, is faulty.
It's not just faulty, it's against the law. And I have to tell you that they know this, and that is why in the final notice, in the first notice they gave us, they did make the mistake of calling me a government servant. But in the notice which is put up on the 30th of, dated 31st May, on the 1st of June, it does not refer to me as a government servant.
So if it doesn't refer to you as a government servant, just before I get GVL Narasimha Rao, what are the grounds on which they've suspended the
precisely
funding?
What you said, that while you were working as an additional Solicitor General, you did receive this remuneration. And Barkha, last but not the least, I need to tell you that I have written permission from the Government of India to receive a remuneration every month for
that
the
was the UPA
collective.
Government. Permission
yes,
from the UPA government.
I was an additional solicitor with the UPA
so
government.
So let me bring in Mr. Rao now. Mr. Rao, the fact is that on technicality, Indra Jaisingh has given you Mukul Rohtagi's example, said that he did take up a private case with the consent of the government. Similarly, she says that she had a consent of the government in which she was the law officer for her NGO to receive this foreign funding. So isn't there a parallel there? And then doesn't the legal case become, or the legal argument collapse?
Barkha, I think you and Indiraji both are trying to obfuscate the issue.
How am I
Let
trying to obfuscate the issue? I'm only asking the question.
And please, I'll tell you.
Yes.
I think rupees 96 lakh rupees. Please let me place the facts.
Okay.
I think this we are talking about the NGO Lawyers Collective.
Yes.
Which was founded by Indira Jaisingh and her husband,
yes,
along with maybe a few other members.
Yes.
They have received foreign contributions to the tune of 32.36 crores. And there have been 14. That's what I'm saying. These are the foreign contributions they have received from different sources.
Yes.
And this was in violation of different sections of FCRA.
So you're
there
talking about
in
the
all
personal
14
remuneration.
Major
Mr.
violations.
Just to clarify, you are distinguishing.
No. Can I? Yeah, these are two different aspects. Let me place the NGO first. Because
so he's
we are
agreeing
talking
that
about
I'm not a government servant. I want that clarity
from
him.
Can I, Barkha?
Yes,
I think
yes.
This is what I said.
Yes.
Attempt
could
is
you,
being
sir, could
made
you please,
to somehow confuse
could you please let me know whether
there
I'm a
are
government
14,
servant?
Can I, let me make my statement. This is a report. observations of the inspection team. There are 14 observations which are in violation
Why
of the
FCRA Act. Why are you dodging the issue? Tell me whether I'm a government servant.
Okay, let him just make his argument. Let him make his argument and then you will have a chance to rebut.
Can I?
Mr. Rao, yeah, Mr. Rao, complete your point.
Yeah,
then she
you
will
cannot,
rebut
you cannot.
Yes, yes, please make your point.
Yeah, please rebut me. If you have the facts, you cannot confuse. I think the major violations, according to me, are the foreign contributions were received in clear violation of the FCRA Act. And the document in my hand spells out every section. Violation, the foreign, and there was spending on activities which were contrary to the aims and objects of the association. You cannot receive funds.
Do you know
from
what the aims
HIV
and objects of the association
are? If
you are
NGO, can I?
Have
I
you
think
seen
the
a copy of the memorandum of association of our organization?
Can I please, Barkha?
Yes, yes,
I think
yes.
This is an attempt to somehow try and truth being surfaced. I think, please let me place the facts.
Okay, okay.
I think
now,
they are
let me just,
on 14
okay, Indra, just
counts.
give him 2 more minutes and then
I think I've not been allowed to speak at all.
Not at all. Please now speak uninterrupted for 2 minutes, then I'll allow her to speak. Go ahead.
Yes. There are gross violations of the FCRA Act of 2010. 14 such violations. They have no answers to these. They are clearly in violation of the Act and they actually deserve to be, they deserve to be meted out stronger reaction, in stronger action in my assessment. The second point about Ms. Indira Jaisingh personally is she received 96 lakh rupees as personal reward, as personal what? Remuneration from an NGO.
Yes.
Which she founded.
Yes.
And how could she do it? Did she take a, you can only get a case by case permission. Does she have the documents to show on your show now? That she had permission to receive these monies from the NGO?
I have.
Okay,
she
now
was,
may I ask
there,
you to
isn't there a
now?
Conflict of interest?
Okay, that's
a
fair
isn't
point.
There a conflict of interest?
So let
you're
me put that.
You're representing Government of India and you're receiving foreign contributions. How can I assume there is no conflict of interest?
Okay,
you
may
cannot
I?
Pass off something like a misdemeanor and a misappropriation of funds. You cannot pass it off this as some kind of a some kind of an attack on freedom of speech or dissent.
Okay, may I now you've had your say. So now let me put this to you, Ms. Jaisingh. The fact is I have the order here in front of me and it makes the argument about a law officer performing very sensitive and important work.
Yes.
It says that you travel to foreign countries like Nepal and USA and the traveling expenses were borne by lawyers collective from foreign contributions without the prior approval of the Ministry of Home Affairs. It goes on to talk about your husband, Mr. Anand Grover, also talking about donations that lawyers collective receives for the work he does. And the central point seems to be this personal remuneration of almost a crore of rupees at a time when you are simultaneously a law officer of the government.
All right.
Do you not think that there is an inherent conflict of interest?
All right, let me explain. First of all, to answer his question, do I have a document in writing? I do.
Okay.
I have written authorization. He has not seen the file. It was submitted along with our reply to the Ministry of Home Affairs.
Okay.
Please go there, open the file, and you'll find the written permission for me to accept even the amount is mentioned per month. You might call it a figure of 96. It was over a period of 5 years. And I don't think it is an exorbitant amount.
But is there a conflict of interest?
Yeah, all right. So now, Barkha, you as well as everybody else knows that I have had a track record before becoming the Additional Solicitor General and after becoming the Additional Solicitor General of working on issues of domestic violence, sexual harassment at the workplace, and sexual abuse. Mm. Now, during this five-year period, what I sought permission for and obtained was permission to continue working on these issues. And because there was no conflict of interest on issues relating to sexual harassment, issues relating to sexual abuse, I did assist during the time when the 2013 law was being passed. Just let me finish.
Okay.
I do not think that there is any conflict of interest in my working on issues of the Domestic Violence Act, on issues of sexual harassment.
May I just read out another bit of the order and
please
Mr. Rao can come?
Are we agreed on this, that no conflict between working on women's
you're
issues?
You're saying you worked on social
on
issues
women's,
and that's
yes,
what I'm
social,
going to, I'm going to give you a counter from the order.
That's what I was remunerated for.
I'm going to give you a counter from the order. I know Mr. GVL Rao.
Sanctioned by our funders and reported to the government.
But in this order, it actually says that on the inspection of the accounts of the association,
yes.
It was actually noticed that this foreign funding was used for advocacies with MPs or media. Yeah. I'm reading out the exact language.
Yes.
Advocacy with MPs or media, and also to organize rallies, dharnas, draft legislation, etc.
Yes.
And that you were organizing rallies or dharna with a political hue. And of course, as you know, foreign funds can never be used for anything political.
Right.
Please address this charge that actually you were conducting political activity and that violates the rules.
Right. Barkha, since you have the document right in front of you, you will realize that the quote-unquote political hue, a word which does not find mention in the Act. You can read it. Nowhere does it talk about politics. It talks about political organizations.
Yes.
And political organizations have been must be declared to be a political organization. Mm. Lawyers Collective has not been declared to be a political organization. So what political hue means, I don't know. Coming to the rallies, I wish to tell you that these were people living with HIV. There was a bill. Yes, it's true. The Lawyers Collective have worked consistently on the right to health. We did draft a bill on the anti-discrimination law for women, for people living with HIV.
Yes.
It was submitted to the government for being considered. It was sitting there and not being
so
considered.
So you organized a rally?
Yes, yes, we don't deny it. These were people living with HIV who attended
this event. Let me give
just a minute.
Yeah.
They attended this event and their only singular demand was, please introduce an anti-discrimination legislation.
Mr. Rao, you know, the fact is that if it is HIV, social causes, domestic violence, sexual violence against women, there should be no problem for any government. That's what I would imagine, right? Now, the order clearly says there was a political agenda, political hue to these rallies. Indira Jaisingh says it was a rally to do with HIV. Please respond to this, Mr. Rao.
I think, you see, it's quite, I would say, even obscene for a law officer of the government to be lobbying with the members of parliament to get some legislations passed, whatever be the content of those
legislations. Even if they're social, HIV-related, social issues.
There are a lot of foreign agencies which want to intervene in our social agenda, which want to influence our social policy.
Okay.
So it's really, I think I would consider this rather completely incomplete contravention of the spirit of functioning of a law officer of this country.
Okay. All right. Mr. Rao, may I just interject? I have a follow-up there.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, you are suggesting that even when it seems issues which are non-political in terms of party politics, because everything is political at the end of it, but you're talking about party politics, right? You are saying that there is a problem because you don't know, there may be pharma companies, there may be foreign agencies that have a view even on social issues. So you see a problem. Fair enough, I'll park that and I'll put it to Indira. But Mr. Rao, there is an allegation that has come from Indira Jaisingh today that the foreign contributions that are being stopped are basically to those who have taken on the BJP, right? That's the argument she's made. She says, I'm actually being punished because I have an opinion on BJP party president Amit Shah, because I have legally represented Teesta Satalwad, I have legally represented Sanjeev Bhatt, I have legally represented Priya Pillai. How does the BJP address this perception that this rule book isn't only being applied selectively to critics of the BJP?
No, I think this is the same routine political vendetta charge that we hear and this country is tired of. I think Sonia Gandhi says the same thing. Congress party could very well say, Agastya Westland did not complain that bribes were paid. Why are you raising this issue?
Hmm.
I think this country is governed by the foreign contributions are governed by an FCRA Act.
Yeah.
Which was amended when the Congress was in power in 2010.
Yes.
And the law applies to everyone. And if she can point some violations of any other NGO, I think they can certainly approach the concerned authorities.
I'm not your inspector.
I think to simply say vendetta, to simply cry vendetta and not provide any answers to the charges that are leveled against you, which are very serious in nature, does not wash with anyone.
Now, Indira, the question could also be reversed to you. The question could be, as was brought up even with Teesta Satalwad, when Mr. Jaitley actually made this point, that he said that some of the foreign funding, he made this allegation, was in fact used for advertisements that asked people not to vote for Narendra Modi. This was a charge that came from Arun Jaitley about Teesta Satalwad. So the BJP may well argue that all of these groups who have received foreign contribution are all united by one thread, that they're all anti-Modi. So the same question that I've put to him could also be put to you. Is that not a sort of politicking if you use that opinion, which you have a right to have as a citizen, and use that funding to maybe further advocate that position.
Right, Barkha. First and foremost, we didn't use the funding for that purpose. You must remember that what the BJP has done in targeting people like me and Mr. Grover is that they have targeted professionals, right? Yeah. I think it's probably the first time in the history of this country that lawyers have been attacked. I'm not aware of any incident earlier to this. Do not forget that we are also practicing lawyers day in and day out. After all, Anand Grover has been appointed by the Supreme Court as a special public prosecutor in the 2G case because of his standing as a lawyer. I have been appointed by the Supreme Court as an amicus to appear in a group of petitions dealing with sexual abuse because of my track record. Now, when we appear in a court of law, we do so in our capacity as lawyers, number one. Number two, every human being in this country has a constitutional right to be represented by a lawyer. That is why when Yakub Memon was in death row, very few people were willing to represent him at one, just let me finish, at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
Anand did. And he was told for that, you are anti-national. So what is happening over here is they are collapsing. Their grievances against us in relation to the cases which we have argued in a court of law and using FCRA as a surrogate. As a surrogate to get back at us.
But may I just, before Mr. Rao comes in, there could be another, you know, there could be a counter argument to that, Indira. And the counter argument could be that isn't it hyperbolic for you to say every time I speak against Amit Shah, I actually get a notice from the government of India. The BJP, for example, today is saying that you're according yourself too much importance in this case, that it's not like the government is sitting there and thinking only about Indira Jaisingh.
No,
point
they're
one.
Not. They're
and
not.
Point two, there. If there are allegations, those allegations have to be answered. Just because you're opposed to the BJP, you can't play the Congress-type character and say everything is a witch hunt.
No. At first and foremost, Barkha, and for his benefit, I'd like you to know that I'm not a member of the Congress party.
Yeah.
It is true that I was appointed as an additional Solicitor General,
yeah.
the first woman ever to be appointed in the country as additional Solicitor General.
Mm.
I was appointed for my track record of having worked on women's issues.
Okay.
And while I was on the position, I was expected to further the agenda of women's rights, which I successfully did.
Yes.
Now, apart from that, let me tell you, for 5 full days, their inspectors, their accountants were in our office. They had unrestricted access to our books of account.
Okay.
They have taken copies of that. Nothing has been held back from them. I do not believe that just because I'm an NGO or just because I'm a senior lawyer, I do not have
But why are you saying I went to attend an author's book launch in Delhi and that's why I've been targeted?
Okay,
I mean, isn't that an overstatement before Mr. Rao comes in?
Let me give you two dates. 22nd of November 2015, on that day, the case against the discharge of Amit Shah was listed in the High Court. On the morning, you wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock, the first thing you see in the newspapers is that the Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a show cause notice to the Lawyers Collective on that very day.
Okay.
Now you move forward to 29th of May 2016.
Yeah.
I stated in no uncertain terms that we will be filing an application in the Supreme Court against the judgment. 31st is the date of the notice. I'm sorry, to me, it doesn't seem like a coincidence.
Okay. Mr. Rao, go ahead and then last comments from both of
two
you.
Days.
Mr. Rao.
2 dates I've given you.
Mr. Rao.
Barkha, I think the process of cleaning up the entire regulatory process and misuse of FCRA licenses has been on even before our government came into office.
Yes.
I think this has been going on. This was the very purpose of amending the act in 2010.
That is true. In fact, the IB report on NGOs, I just want to make the point, Mr. Rao, I just want to make the point
yes.
The IB report on NGOs was written under the UPA government, just to set the
yes.
record straight. But
absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this activity, this concern about NGOs misusing FCRA provisions or receiving foreign contributions or not being accountable was something that bothered successive governments.
Yes.
And this government has given an opportunity to a large number of NGOs which could not fulfill the required conditions under the act and they had to forego their license under the FCRA. So there is no question of personal victimization. It's only that some people are using it for their own personal
propaganda.
But you
remember the Prime Minister had a statement called five-star activism. Isn't there a perception that this government's crackdown, as it were, on what you believe is a misuse of foreign funds is a more aggressive one than that of the last government, even though that IB report was written under the last government?
No, certainly not. I think if you see the manner in which certain NGOs that were conducting campaigns against the nuclear plant in Tamil Nadu,
yes.
I think you know the kind of statements that even then Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh had made.
Yes.
And they were very adverse IB
That's
reports
true.
And
That's
there were
true.
Adverse comments
That's
at that
a fair
time.
Point.
So this is a concern. This
That's
is a concern that is the it's a concern of not only our country, throughout the world today. Foreign contributions are being regulated more seriously because there is a threat perception that has emerged all over the world, not just in India.
So I'm out of time.
I think we are on the right track.
I'm out of time. Just a very quick last comment.
Yes.
Is there something that India should reconsider about foreign contributions per se? The argument could be made that even NGOs should be able to raise their funds from within because, you know, we are a modern, confident country. Why do we need foreign funding at all for any kind of work?
Barkha, let me answer your question. I hope you've read the money bill which was introduced in the parliament during this budget session. What do you think they did? They redefined what is a foreign source. And they redefined a foreign source.
So that Vedanta's contributions
the
to BJP
money
and Congress, both. Both Congress and BJP, not just BJP.
Yes, both. Yes. Let me make it very clear. I'm not holding a brief here for the Congress government, okay? I've already told you I'm not a member of the party. But look, that's the amendment they've made to
and
the
And that amendment helped the Congress also. I'm just making that point.
It helped every political party across the board. Okay, let's be clear. But I'm here contrasting what they're doing by enabling funding from Vedanta, whether it is to political parties or to NGOs.
Okay, I do have to end, but I think that's a very valid question to you, Mr. Rao, that if political parties can receive foreign contributions, as in the case of Vedanta, but that case is pending in the Supreme Court, I think the Supreme Court will decide its validity, why can't NGOs?
Yes. Why not?
No, I think the two are not comparable.
Why not?
That, the provision
Isn't there a
is only
of
if they have an Indian
political parties
arm.
Getting foreign funding,
only,
sir?
No, I think in that, a level playing field has been now created for domestic companies and foreign companies having domestic offshoots.
So
this is not really a blanket permission for all foreign companies.
He's saying
there is a huge difference that needs to be appreciated. And you can have an ideological point, but by pointing something else, you cannot cover up your own violations.
I do have to leave it there, but I do have to also make the point that this harsh report from the Intelligence Bureau did come under a Congress government. So when you make the argument that this is the BJP being vindictive, what about that process beginning with the Congress?
Yes, there was definitely a report. I would go to the extent of calling it illegal because, Barkha, for your information, the Intelligence Bureau in India is not based on any statute, any law. Now, let me tell you, the very existence of the Intelligence Bureau has been challenged. And those
That's a whole different debate. That's a whole
different
debate. Yes,
that's a whole different debate.
So I'm not here to defend what the Intelligence Bureau does. In fact, I think it should be scrapped and it should be answerable to Parliament. There should be a statute on it and all its reports are like muck. I would
That's a very big statement and a very contentious statement. I would say to say the Intelligence Bureau should be accountable is very different from saying all of its reports are marked.
Existing reports. All its existing reports.
Because there are national security questions there. But we will leave it there. Indira Jaisingh is planning to take this you're planning to challenge this legally. So this matter too will go to the courts. DVL Narasimha Rao, Indira Jaisingh, thank you so much for joining us on the Buckstop Zero.